When we talk about undocumented immigrants, there's a tendency to automatically think of people from, say, Latin America or Asia. But late last month, a prominent leader from Boston's Irish immigrant community was detained by authorities. And his arrest is sparking some conversation about race and ethnicity when it comes to the undocumented. The world's Kenya Downs has more.
In downtown Boston, the popular Irish pub Hennessy's is pretty calm. The mostly Irish immigrant staff is prepping for the evening rush. On the other side of town, in Dorchester, things are also quiet, but some say a bit more than usual.
Doctors and nurses are reporting that immigrant patients are not showing up for medical appointments for fear that in some way ICE may intervene at the hospital.
Ronnie Miller runs Boston's Irish International Immigrant Center. He says what he's hearing reflects a community on edge since immigration agents, or ICE, arrested John Cunningham, a local immigrant activist and Miller's close friend. Cunningham is from Ireland and came to Boston in 1999. Like a lot of Irish immigrants, he was in his 20s on a 90-day visa for summer work. But then he settled in, worked as an electrician, and ran his own company. In March, an Irish TV show interviewed Cunningham about being undocumented.
All of a sudden you turn around and then, you know, so much time has gone by. And, you know, you start to realize what is going to be in store for yourself and for the future, you know.
Miller thinks Cunningham's decision to speak on TV about being undocumented made him a target for deportation. ICE would only confirm that his arrest was due to his visa overstay, but the chilling effect is there, with Cunningham the first high-profile Irish immigrant detained under President Donald Trump.
There were shockwaves that had sort of were sent through the community, a disbelief that this was actually happening.
The Migration Policy Institute estimates there are just under 16,000 undocumented Irish immigrants in the U.S., although the Irish Embassy in Washington says it's more like 50,000. Most live in Boston, New York, or Chicago, and word of Cunningham's arrest has spread, including to Ireland. Fintan O'Toole is a columnist with the Irish Times in Dublin.
So it's raised very much as a political issue. Every Irish government, consistently, when they're in touch with American officials, always raises the issue of the Irish undocumented. But it's not raised nearly as much as you would think as a personal issue, and that's because there is fear.
It's a fear felt among many undocumented immigrants, but less so for Irish and other European immigrants. In some ways, that makes sense. White immigrants, mainly from Canada and Europe, only represent a sliver of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Most are from Latin America. But as Randy Capps with the Migration Policy Institute in Washington points out, ICE deports European and other non-Latino immigrants at a disproportionately low rate.
It's the Latino immigrants from Mexico and Central America that are overrepresented in terms of arrests and deportations. And the numbers of Europeans or, you know, white people are very, very small. The pattern tends to be that most of the focus is on Mexicans and Central Americans.
In Boston, Miller acknowledges how the city's undocumented Irish can fly under the radar compared to other immigrants. When I spoke with Miller and Cunningham a year ago, both recalled local police and immigration officials not questioning their statuses during stops. They felt they were given a pass because of their Irish accents. They even wondered if they would have been treated differently if they were black or brown. Miller feels that, overall, the United States is not in a good place.
As a nation, we've really lost our way, sort of who we are, and our values of sort of being a country that's made up of immigrants.
It's why the Irish International Immigrant Center reaches out to many of Boston's undocumented immigrants for its Know Your Rights workshops. Christina Freeman, a lawyer at the center, says the workshops include talk about racial bias and law enforcement.
They know there's racial bias. They've experienced it themselves. So acknowledging it as the elephant in the room and saying, look, we're teaching you what to do if you're stopped by a police officer on the street and you look around the room and see who's in there and there's not one white face in the crowd.
As for John Cunningham, he remains in detention and faces deportation back to Ireland. His close friends, including Ronnie Miller, hope that perhaps his story will change the idea of what an American or an undocumented immigrant looks like. For The World, I'm Kenya Downs, Boston.